Welcome back. An annual event, springtime here in the city of Quincy, is the Dove Domestic Violence Ended's Less Dance fundraiser. It's been more than 10 years now, and it's coming up again this year. It'll be on May 4th at the Granite Links Golf Club up at Quarry Hills. Jessica Cohen from Dove is here to tell us all about it. Good to see you, Jessica. Thanks for coming over.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
Got to be spring if it's Let's Dance time, right?
Certainly feels like it.
It feels like the middle of summer.
It actually does.
But as we mentioned, it's been more than 10 years now. Do you know how it all started, this particular event?
I do. So this actually started as a birthday party for one of our former board members, Mary Jo Murphy. She's still a huge supporter of Dove. Her children still come to our events, her children who are like my age.
So always kids to her, though, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. Started as Mary Jo's birthday party, and it just took off, and it's grown into a life of its own, and we're really grateful for that.
Used to be Diva's Dance, right? It was strictly women and
Named after the diva herself, Mary Jo.
But it has since morphed into Let's Dance, so everybody's welcome, right?
Everybody's welcome. Yeah. It's an inclusive event, and it's a great time.
Yeah, and it's a key fundraiser, right? It's one of two key fundraisers for Dove every year. There's this and this harvesting hope in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are the funds used for any particular areas at Dove?
Yeah, so we, majority of our programs and services are funded through some grants and government contracts, but as we know, that those never really cover everything, and we've got to keep the lights on. So all of our events really fund all of Dove's programs and services. We've got a number of big campaigns that we're working on this year, including an expansion of our legal program, and really looking towards some more exciting things about our residential facility that it can't quite give away yet.
Okay, we'll have to have you come back then.
I will.
When you can. That's exciting, though. And we should remind folks that you do have an emergency shelter. You know, that's one of the services you provide.
We do. We have a 6-bedroom, 18-bed facility for folks that are fleeing domestic violence to come and have a safe space to land and work towards self-sufficiency and independence.
It's unfortunately an ongoing problem, domestic violence. We hear about especially these high-profile cases all the time. Does Dove respond to, you know, these cases that we hear in the news about these just horrific events that happen?
We do. So we are the only domestic violence organization in Norfolk County. So we will reach out and respond to the cases that are within our catchment areas. And one of the unique things about Dove is that we have a civilian program where we have folks in 8 local police stations who will respond to any call that comes in regarding domestic violence. And the goal is to really respond to those first calls so that we don't escalate to a place with a lot of these crises that we've seen in the past few months, unfortunately.
Prevention, right? rather than reaction, you know, be proactive and try and prevent them. But I mean, the case that I'm thinking of is the one in Cohasset, you know, with 2 young children involved. So I'm certain that, you know, you're going to be involved in helping that family, because the after effects, not to mention the initial, you know, horrific act, but then the after effects impacting those children go on for years.
It's devastating. Yeah. And Dove does have a children's program with a children's clinician in-house who does one-on-one counseling, age-appropriate play therapy with children who have witnessed domestic violence, all the way up to teenagers who may have witnessed and also experienced on their own. So it's something that we do because we know that those littles have obviously been impacted by this as well. And so we want to provide that care and healing so that as they grow up, they can have healthy, fulfilling lives.
Yes, it's good to hear that it goes through their teen years, because issues will arise that aren't there right now, you know, through the developmental stages that they'll have to deal with, for sure. So that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And events like Let's Dance pay for all that, or help pay for all that, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what's happening this year? It's, again, as I mentioned, it's Thursday, May 4th, Granite Links, Let's Dance, Rise Above, Dance for Dove.
Mm-hmm.
Great slogan. Yeah.
Thank you. So there'll be lots of dancing.
Yes, obviously.
There's always dancing. That's everybody's favorite part of the program.
Yeah.
We have brought on some new committee members, some volunteers in the community who've wanted to really come and help us make this event a success. And so through their diligence and motivation, we've really made some decisions to make some changes this year.
Oh, okay.
So folks that have come to Let's Dance in the past might have been familiar with, in addition to our silent auction, we've always typically had a live auction there as well. We're transitioning to have that live auction be held solely at Harvesting Hope in the fall.
Okay.
And the plan for Let's Dance is to still have a really robust, amazing silent auction.
Okay.
And along with that, have some kind of smaller revenue generators. My coworker kind of teases me. They're called games, Jessica. I'm like, oh yes, layman's terms. So a lot of different games and just opportunities for people to engage.
Yeah.
We want you to come, have a good time, hear about our programs and services, hear a phenomenal survivor speaker, contribute what you can towards the organization, and come back next year.
Right, exactly, yeah. Talk about some of the auction items, if you could, some of the items that you have for silent auction.
We have something for everyone.
Okay.
Through the generosity of things like the Celtics Foundation, the Patriots and Red Sox Foundation, we've got, again, another team ball signed by the entire Celtics team.
Neat.
We love when they're in the playoffs, when that happens.
Monday, first game.
Yep, absolutely. we've got some Patriots signed things, a Red Sox signed ball that's coming as well. We've got a number of different like experiences. So Formaggio Kitchen donated this cheese tour where you can go see where they make cheese and have a cheese tasting.
Sign me up for that. That sounds like fun. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We've got a lot of health and beauty services.
Nice.
So we've got, you know, packages from things like SoulCycle. SkinMD gives us this amazing package of these Diamond Glow facials. And of course, all of our local businesses in Quincy and the surrounding towns always step up and are just so wonderful to us. So
that's great.
Thank you to Urban Beauty Lounge in Quincy and all of our Driftwood places around that are just providing us with opportunities and items that we're really excited to showcase.
Yeah, rumor has it there's a wine cooler that's up for auction.
Yeah, so our raffle this year is a 38-bottle two-zone wine cooler.
Wow.
And that's donated to us by our friends over at George Washington Toma. We're going to pair that with a complimentary wine tasting that will be in Boston at the Urban Grape. And any wine that folks taste there that they want to purchase would be 20% off and delivered to their home.
Nice.
So
okay.
Get that cooler and fill it up.
Yeah, perfect for spring and summer parties, right? So that's a raffle item, not an auction item.
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah.
there's raffles as well.
There's raffles as well.
Okay.
Our raffle is live now, so on our
okay.
website, you can purchase tickets for that. You don't have to be at the event
okay.
to purchase raffle tickets. So for $10,
mm-hmm.
you could get this wine cooler, and that would just be, you know, like hitting the lottery.
Right.
You also don't have to be at the event to participate in the silent auction either.
Oh.
All of that stuff is live and online. Silent auction will go live about a week before the event.
Okay. How much does the event usually raise, Jessica?
So our goal is $150,000.
Okay.
We hit that goal last year,
okay.
so we're looking to do that again.
Okay.
As I'm sure all folks can imagine, we've still been rebuilding from COVID.
Right.
Last year when I came, I was a little nervous about where we were with our ticket sales.
Yes.
We are not in that place, thankfully, this year. We're selling tables. Like, every day I get more emails that tickets and tables are going.
Good.
So we're in a really good place this year.
So get them fast, because you might sell out.
We could sell out.
Yeah, which would be a nice problem to have.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, that's
yes.
great. And buy the tickets right online as well?
Yep, right on our website.
Okay.
There's a link right to Let's Dance, and that will show you our fabulous sponsors. You can purchase tickets, and you can view our raffle and our silent auction.
Okay, very good. Now, let's talk about the people behind the scenes that don't normally get the spotlight,
mm-hmm.
your volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must have an amazing staff, because it's a lot of work to put something like this together.
Yes, the staff are incredible. We at Dove are sort of always in a position where we're down some staff, we've got some open positions, so we reach out to our robust pool of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And really the staff and the volunteers come together and just do a phenomenal job. And it's fun for us too. We want to talk to our supporters about the work that it is that we do. Who
yep.
better than us than to tell them? So it's a nice opportunity for us to thank people for their support and let them know a little bit about where their money goes.
Absolutely, yeah. Do you need more volunteers? Are there positions available?
We
yeah.
do need more volunteers.
Really? Okay.
Yep. And folks can reach out directly through the Let's Dance portion. There's a way to send messages there. My email should be up on the flyer that you've got up there. So connect with me if you'd like to come and volunteer. We've got plenty of opportunities for people able to help out.
Okay, and that's for this event. But what about, you know, year-round at Dove? Are there volunteer opportunities also there?
Yeah. So we've just started piloting. We started in December piloting this idea of what we're calling a pop-up shop for our survivors. So thanks to the community and folks around, we get all of these generous donations throughout the year. People are always doing donation drives for us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's basic needs, sometimes it's self-care, and sometimes we just ask for fun things for our survivors. So we've started to offer, and ideally we'd like to do this quarterly, having a pop-up shop where we invite our clients to come in and we set up our office to look like a little store. Mm-hmm. And it's a take as much as you need and an opportunity for people to come and, you know, grab some basic needs, grab some self-care items. We're going to have fun stuff for the summer coming up for kids. So it's a good time to have some volunteer opportunities. We really want to have the community back, present with us, and interfacing and interacting with our survivors.
Yeah, that's great to hear, especially now with, I mean, the cost of living, you know, just out of control. Mm-hmm. It has an especially a financial effect on folks going through domestic violence, I'm sure, because a lot of times the women are cut off from the source of income, right?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And if they have young children, that adds an extra burden as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
You mentioned the survivor story happening at Let's Dance. Is that kind of the highlight, I would think, of the evening?
Yeah. So we do our survivor spotlight and our survivor story. We film that prior. Mm-hmm. We used to have the survivors speak live, and as you can imagine, or maybe you can't imagine, that's really difficult and really overwhelming. So we have our folks now do a video. Okay. I got a first draft of the video yesterday. It's wonderful. It's great. So this young woman, Rachel, has worked with us through our community program, and I won't give too much away about her story, she is someone who has really rebuilt her life and grown and blossomed, and she's an inspiration to me and an inspiration, I hope, to all of us.
Yeah, you're right. I can't, fortunately, you know, picture that, but I'm sure it's a very brave thing to do, to be able to, you know, come through a process like that and then be able to tell the story publicly.
Yes.
Probably part of the rebuilding process of their lives, I would think, right? Is to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. So many of our survivors really want the opportunity to share their story. Mm-hmm. And for them, and we know too, we know that there are people sitting at that event mm-hmm. who are impacted by mm-hmm. domestic violence themselves. And for our survivor speakers, you know, they never saw themselves in an abusive relationship, and they know that other folks don't either. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's goal is always to come and share their story, and hopefully that can spark some change or some hope for someone who might need it.
It's just enough, be able to put yourself in that person's shoes and say, wait a minute, you know.
My story sounds similar.
It sounds awful familiar, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, look out for warning signs mm-hmm. If you're not in that situation, you know, but to keep yourself from getting into that situation as well.
Yes.
I know we've talked about in the past that Dove works in schools mm-hmm. With young people. Is that still ongoing?
Yeah, so we are in local high schools and middle schools. We have our program called Youth Speak, mm-hmm. where we are talking to teens throughout their high school career, really, about warning signs of unhealthy relationships, how to be respectful in relationships, how to hold their friends accountable when they see them using behaviors that might be deemed as unhealthy mm-hmm. or abusive. And it's really incredible to see at the end of the year the feedback that we get from teens and young ones just saying, here are the things that I've learned, and here's what I want to do moving forward. Mm-hmm. And we hope that that change continues to grow with them as they move into adulthood.
Sure, yeah. Does Dove, I mean, here in Quincy, you know, it's a very multicultural community. Do you have resources available to deal with folks who maybe English is not their primary language?
We do, yes. So what Dove does is we pull data about who are the folks that live in our surrounding towns and who are the folks who are disproportionately impacted by domestic violence. And we always want to make sure that the folks that we hire reflect the folks that we serve.
Sure.
So within our community department, we have a Chinese bilingual bicultural advocate, yep. Mu Ling, who can work with folks both in the language that they speak, but also be culturally appropriate and sensitive. In some of our police stations, we have a Haitian domestic violence civilian advocate who can both, again, linguistically and culturally provide services to those folks. And we also have an LGBTQ advocacy and outreach coordinator. But really, anybody who calls and reaches out to us, even if English is not their first language, we have resources and capacities to call, you know, language lines and phone mm-hmm. banks okay. to make sure that we can provide those services directly to everyone.
Yeah, it's so important to meet folks on their level when they're dealing with such an emotional situation. You know, it's not a barrier that you want to have to face in that particular time. So it's great to have that. Again, it's Let's Dance, Rise Above, Dance for Dove. Who's providing the music, by the way? You have need music to dance to.
We've got a new DJ this year. Oh. Her name is DJ Lena. I actually just was out one night uh-huh. and like don't be surprised by a 39-year-old woman who was out one night where there was a DJ, but she was wonderful. We ended up chatting and I told her about the event and she said, this is something I want to do. I want to be a part of. And so we're happy to have her with us.
Oh, that's great. So she'll keep the music playing.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
What time is it, by the way?
The event this year is 6 to 10.
Okay.
We went to 11 last year. We're going to 10 this year.
It's a Thursday night. It's a school night, right?
It's a school night, yeah. But we'll still have plenty of time for dancing.
Okay. All right. And again, tickets still available through the website or give you a call as well.
Yes.
Or send you an email.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
We're just really excited and looking forward to it. This year feels really promising. I feel like we finally are getting beyond COVID yeah. and we're getting more comfortable being back together, and the power of the community is so important. So yeah. we're looking forward to it.
Are there any COVID restrictions or requirements for this event?
I think we're in a position this year where we're asking folks to just practice their best judgment.
Yeah.
We'll have masks on hand,
okay.
we'll have tests on hand, but if you don't feel well, stay home. But otherwise, I think we're ready to come back together.
That's great. And get your tickets fast because they're going to be sold out.
We'd love to see you there.
Thanks for coming by, Jessica. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure as always.